I sailed on the yacht Lyle Dean, my whole family and me. We left the Barrington Yacht Club bound for the sea. Now I'm out of my brain on domestic champagne. Oh no, oh, it's time to go home now. We've run out of breath.
And there he is, the only WGN radio personality in the history of this radio station who never needs Dramamine. Lyle Dean, how are you?
Hey, Steve. Thanks for the call. Well, nice to be with you. And that probably has not been played for a decade.
At least.
And thanks for making me feel real at home with Dean Richards and Vic Rialto Records.
Well, this radio station,
way back.
Yes, this radio station has so much history, which you, my friend, are a part of. And I'll tell you, when I contacted you, and I mean this, it's like I was surprised you answered my email, and that if you did answer, it was just being polite. You really wouldn't remember who the heck I am. So thank you for that.
How could we forget you?
I don't know. How did it?
Dale and all his animals.
Yes. And Lyle Dean and all the radio stations you've been at. So you were, I think it's safe to say, a well-known radio personality before you landed at WGN. When you landed here, what exactly did you do, and who did you do it with? And you have to, I don't mean it quite the way it came out.
Well, I was very fortunate to have most of my career at WGN. I mean, in terms of years, I want to thank Dave Ellsworth and Wayne Briesman for bringing me on board in, I think, 1984. But, I took part in the news department at GN, and then helped form the network that became the Illinois News Network.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Orion and Max had the Ag Network as part of that. We had the Cubs Network at the same time with Jack Rosenberg and Jack Minovich. I just was blessed to work with so many really nice, good, talented people.
Well, and you're...
In spite of me.
No, not exactly, my friend. And the text line, and by the way, our phone number, of course, 312-981-7200. You can call or you can text. And the text, I can read them to you, Lyle. Lyle Dean, we love you. It's so good to hear Lyle Dean again. Lyle Dean? Question mark and WGN.
I hear that a lot.
So when you worked mornings, who did you work with?
Started out with Wally.
Now I'm stopping you. I know. Okay, let me stop you there. What was it like to work with the legendary Wally Phillips?
I have to tell you, I was thrust into a vacation relief for Dave Ellsworth, who was doing mornings. And Wally had complete control of his show, including who was doing news. And I was not his choice. But he was gracious, and I learned a lot. I had listened to Wally for years. And couldn't quite understand how this man imparted so much information with so little effort. Well, it turns out there was a lot more effort than the listener knew about. But, I went over to help form the network, and Bob Collins took over the mornings.
So let me ask you now, Uncle Bobby, I worked with Wally Phillips at one time, but Uncle Bobby, more contemporary, they were the same in, here's what I think, and you tell me if you agree. And I throw Spike Odell in here and others, perhaps, making radio, making the job, not that this is a hard job, but making it look so easy, making it sound so easy and so effortless.
They were all great at that.
Yeah. Yeah. Was Wally, as first of all, did you ever get a Paisley scarf or whatever? What were they?
what was the name of that thing?
They were scarves.
There was a brand name. The designer Paisley scarf, but I can't remember the designer's name. No, I didn't.
Darn it. He gave those away, like 50 of them in a show. I've always wanted one, even though I never understood exactly what
Seymour,
they were.
Seymour something.
I don't know.
If I recall, a listener will know. Probably a listener who got one.
Well, I'm looking at the text line, and we'll see if someone answers that question. What was one of the great highlights for you when I say WGN and when I say Morning Drive and you're doing the news? Was there one particular story, one particular morning that you remember more than anything?
No. The morning that Tom Peterson and I were at dinner in a barbecue restaurant along with Spike Odell and his wife, and our wives, of course, and got the call from Dave Ellsworth, who was news director, that the Gulf War had started. And we didn't even finish our dinner. Tom and I especially went back to the station immediately and started making plans for coverage along with ABC News. But that was in the mornings. That was probably the most impactful. The one that got me most emotional was the Murrah Federal Building bombing in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
I was doing afternoons at the time, and I remember thinking, okay, I am not going to make it through this story. The story of these children at a daycare center dying because of this bomber.
Yeah.
And, of course, the news has only gotten worse.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Maybe you should be glad you're not in it now. Here's the question that people, by the way, it's Seymour, Payson, and Skokie. 847-630-847 again, on and on, all these people. Someone even sent me a picture of the scarf that they have, which I think is wonderful.
Great.
Do you still have the yacht?
Not exactly. I sold the boat six or seven years ago, and realizing that I had seen just about as much of the country by water as I could, reasonably could. So I sold the boat, bought a motorhome, which has been referred to as a land yacht. I never referred to my boat as a yacht, so I don't call the motorhome a yacht, land yacht. We have since seen so much of Canada and the United States by road, and we're on the road now. We're in Colorado, where my son and sister, daughter-in-law. Colorado really is my home, but haven't been here for a number of years.
Well, listeners certainly remember you. They love you. And you know what, Lyle Dean? You can add me to that list, and thank you for even...
Well, you're kind.
Thank you for remembering me, and thank you not only for everything that you did at this radio station for how many years?
Just a few months short of 25 years.
I'm at 25 years now, by the way, and many more years than that in this marketplace. Lyle Dean, you are a legend.
Well, we cannot compare our careers to that of Orion Samuelson.
No.
60 years.
I know.
At one place. Who knew?
Can't imagine. I know. I'm sure he has ties older than you or I put together. Lyle Dean, thank you so very much. Yeah, but we've got to go to a newscast now, and you know how that is, right?
I do, and God bless the people who do the news.
Well, God bless you. Thank you very much, Lyle Dean.
Thanks, Steve.